Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett back with another dose of Procrastination Punisher. Now, before you hit that skip button because you think this is all about some fluffy self-love stuff, trust me on this one. We're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk because seriously, it can be a game changer for hitting your goals. Think of it like this. Your inner voice is constantly chatting away, whether you're aware of it or not. It's either cheering you on, whispering doubts in your ear, or somewhere in between. We want to crank that volume up on the cheerleader, right? Ever felt like you were running into a wall trying to get something done? You know that feeling when you're staring at a project and your mind is screaming you can't do this. That's your inner critic taking over. But guess what? You have the power to rewire those negative thought patterns and replace them with positive, empowering ones. It's all about shifting your perspective and becoming your own biggest cheerleader. So let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you harness the power of positive self-talk. First things first, awareness is key. Start paying attention to what's coming out of your head. Are you constantly putting yourself down? Do you catch yourself saying, I am not good enough or this is too hard? When you become aware of those negative thoughts, you can start challenging them. Next up, reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Instead of I'll never finish this try, I am capable of completing this project. It's like flipping a switch. Replacing that negativity with something more encouraging and empowering. Don't underestimate the power of visualization. Picture yourself successfully accomplishing your goals. Feel the sense of accomplishment. Imagine the positive outcome. Studies have shown that visualizing success can actually prime your brain for action and increase your chances of achieving it. It's like pre-gaming your mind for victory. Another crucial point is celebrating your wins big and small. Did you finish a chapter? Check. Showed up for that workout? You're a rock star. Acknowledging your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant, reinforces positive self-belief. It's like building a momentum train that keeps rolling forward. And finally, remember to be patient with yourself. Changing thought patterns takes time and effort. There will be days when you slip up and those negative thoughts creep back in. That's totally normal. Just gently redirect your focus back to positivity. You've got this. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this whole thing perfectly. A few years ago, I was determined to finally learn how to play the guitar. Now, I'm no musical prodigy, but I had this burning desire to strum some chords and maybe even impress my friends with a killer acoustic rendition of Wonderwall. But guess what? The first few weeks were rough. My fingers felt like they were made of lead. I couldn't keep time for the life of me, and every time I tried to play a chord, it sounded more like a dying cat than music. My inner critic was in overdrive. You're hopeless, it whispered. Give up before you embarrass yourself. I almost did, but then I remembered something my dad used to say. Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. So instead of giving up, I started practicing consistently, even if it was just for 15 minutes a day. And slowly but surely, things started to improve. I learned new chords, my fingers got more nimble, and before I knew it, I was actually playing songs that sounded halfway decent. It wasn't easy, but by focusing on positive self-talk, celebrating small wins, and keeping at it, I proved to myself that anything is possible. Okay, let's wrap this up. Remember these key takeaways. Become aware of your inner voice. What are those automatic negative thoughts telling you? Reframe those negatives into positive affirmations. Replace I can't with I can and watch the magic happen. Visualize success. See yourself achieving your goals. Feel that accomplishment. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your progress and keep the momentum going. And most importantly, be patient and kind to yourself. Changing thought patterns takes time, but with consistent effort, you can become your own biggest cheerleader and unlock your true potential. So go out there, rock those positive vibes and crush it. I'm rooting for you. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little extra motivation. And if you have any questions or want to share your own positive self-talk stories, hit me up on social media. We're building a community of awesome people here. Until next time, stay fired up and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.